Welcome to The Director's Corner, an audio podcast series featuring the director of FDA's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research.
Hello, I'm Ann Rousey from the Office of Communications, and I'm joined by CDER's director, Dr. Janet Woodcock, for The Director's Corner. We will once again begin the new year by discussing major events from last year and goals for CDER in the new year. Happy New Year, Dr. Woodcock.
Thanks. Happy New Year, everyone.
Thanks. So 2015 was another very busy year for CDER, so it might be difficult to choose just three, but what would you consider the center's top three successes of 2015?
Well, I'd say number one was the successful transformation of the generic drug program and getting into a very high level of productivity. That included standing up a whole new IT platform, as well as transformation of the whole generic drug process to a modern process. So that was a huge accomplishment, and we're all very proud of it. And then close behind and related, I think, was a stand-up of the Office of Pharmaceutical Quality, which we did early in 2015, and we've been working on it all during the year. And people, I think, worked really hard and very appreciative that we now have a modern quality organization that looks after all pharmaceutical quality. We have the same standards. We call that One Quality Voice. And that organization, I believe, has been launched successfully and is also running for the generic drug review process off the pharmaceutical platform. So we're happy about that. And then the third one is really a landmark for FDA. It's the approval of the first biosimilar product in the United States. And that, of course, is really important. It's a whole new type of product that we're going to see and hopefully will provide affordability for patients with serious diseases.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting. So then turning to the other side of the coin, what were some of the challenges in 2015 and how did you meet them?
Well, we didn't expect, but there was a very huge push in Congress to have new legislation that was partly FDA-related, drug development-related legislation, specifically in the House of Representatives, the 21st Century Cures legislation. And so that was very time-consuming working with the Hill. We think we came to a good place, but it required a lot of input and effort and discussions on part of many parties. So that was a big effort. And then, of course, toward the end of 2015, the Senate also began considering legislation, and we also worked with the staff there. And so that was very, intensive as well. Mm-hmm. Another challenge that we've had over the years has been hiring enough people, and that with the economy improving, it's become, I think, even more challenging for us to get qualified people. We can't compete with external salaries for the scientists and medical people and top executives and lawyers for that matter. And so we really are very down on people, and that's putting strain on the staff.
So let's turn the page and talk about this year. What are a few of your goals for the center in 2016?
Well, I think what's going to dominate much of our thinking is going to be the user fee negotiations. They're going on right now. We hope to bring them all to a conclusion in 2016 as far as our part in the negotiations and be able to deliver them up the chain. And those are very important because, of course, we need the staffing and the resources to carry on these programs. And so we have the generic drug user fee program, the prescription drug user fee program, and the biosimilar user fee program. And we have had some early discussions around the OTC monograph reform that we're interested in pursuing because that program is not adequately staffed to get the monographs out. So that whole collection of negotiations and efforts is going to dominate some of our time. Another area that has gotten a lot of attention, of course, is the First Amendment and the jurisprudence around the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. And we are currently doing an intensive effort to evaluate how we regulate commercial speech in the light of current jurisprudence. And that's going to be another effort. Another one will be the prescription opioid epidemic and what else can be done by FDA. Now, there are many other parties that have a more leading role there, but we have many things that we can do. We can encourage, which we have done, antidotes for overdosage. We can work on abuse deterrent formulations. And last year, we issued a final guidance for innovators. We need to come out with something for generics as well. And we can also look at treatment of drug dependency, which is very important and been a neglected area, because if people can undergo treatment for their dependency, then they can be in a better place and not be vulnerable to overdose. So you'll see us working in all those areas, as well as continue to work on the REMS that we have for opioids. Mm-hmm. And then finally, I think hiring. Did I mention hiring? We are still going to have to push on hiring and also leadership development, which we have a plan for in the center, and succession planning are important.
Yes. Yes. So, wow, it really sounds like 2016 is shaping up to be another busy year. But, you know, if you could make one of those goals happen right now, which would it be?
If I could have 800 people on board this very minute who aren't here right now, I think we'd all be in a much better position to get all this done in the next year. But unfortunately, this is going to require a huge amount of work on many folks' part in the center, in the agency, to get the staff we need on board to get all this work done.
Well, Dr. Wilcock, thank you so much for sitting down and sharing your thoughts with me today. And we look forward to seeing how 2016 shapes up.
Yes, well, I think it's going to be yet another busy year, maybe full of new firsts for the center, and we'll hang on for the ride.
Thanks for listening. For more information about what you heard today, please visit our website at fda.gov/drugs.